Und dadurch habe ich jetzt hier sitzen den Pascal. Er ist von der Spiele-Engine crystalspace3d.org und benutzt sie für ein eigenes Spiel. XD heißt das und das ist ein Racing-Programm. Und wir werden dieses Interview jetzt hoffentlich erfolgreich auf Englisch führen. Okay, hello Pascal again.
Hello again.
I think now it's working perfectly.
I hope so.
At first, where are you from?
France.
France.
Yeah, Aix-en-Provence, near Marseille.
I'm sorry, I don't speak French.
It's fine.
Okay, so the first question was Linux and gaming is a problem for many people. What is your opinion on that?
Yes, there's a few things like the quality of the games and if the games is working or not, like if you have quirks or not to get what you want to work. So yes, for high quality games you need a lot of persons to work on it, and that's how the big studios are working. And somehow it's not even an issue at the step of the engine, but it's somehow the number of persons doing art on the 3D models, textures, recording voice, recording music, and stuff like this. For a big production, we have all this stuff. So to compete for Linux persons, it's almost impossible because all the Linux teams for every software, it's always small teams, and that's it. And after that, yes, to make games, you can still have fun gaming in a small game. Like, remember Tetris? It was like just really simple, and like everyone played it. And I don't know, Puzzle Bubble or stuff like this. So this kind of stuff can do. Something like small games like World of Warcraft, we can forget it, but maybe a small adventure game which take place in a house or something like this, this person, maybe we can do it. And there's also quirks, because you need to get the driver to work, and that's a bit the issue of Linux is in general you have often some small quirk, and like new peoples like which are starting on Linux, that's often they get there and they now I want to play game, and because they use it to do this on Windows, and then first they're not as much as game that on Windows, not obviously there's less game, so less very good very big title come like Half-Life or stuff like this, and then they have issues to get them to work because of the driver and stuff like this. So for a new user also I think it's, yes, it's difficult, and even for everyone still we have good games like World of Padman, like it's very, I don't know if you played it. Yeah?
I had a look at it. I'm not a gaming person. I don't really like gaming with a computer. I'm more a creative person who wants to do some fun stuff.
Like, actually, this game, it's like really a lot of fun. And
okay, that was the wrong word. That was the wrong word. I more like to create stuff. But one thing that I like about Linux, and I think this can be transformed to the gaming community as well, is that you can integrate people and people can do it themselves from scratch. And
yes,
you are working with a gaming engine called Crystal Space 3D.
Yes.
At first, a gaming engine is, so to say, the heart of a game, which is responsible for everything. Is it possible to say it's kind of the operating system for a game?
Maybe, if you want, yes.
For people who don't know what a gaming engine is, to explain. And what is Crystal Space 3D?
Well, that's it. It's
And what does it make interesting to use?
Good question. Good question. Well, first, you can do a lot of stuff with it, like all the effect and whatever. What else? We have an exporter which is now working, so we can actually make games out of it. And that's it. Like, it's, there's very few well-developed engines under Linux. So mainly there's this one, Ogre, and I think Torque is gaining, is getting as a, it also has success. And Quake 3, which is now open source. And after all, it's finished, I think, almost. So it's not too much choice. And somehow I started with it, so I stick with it, and it's not bad.
You told me before that the interesting thing about Crystal 3D, Crystal Space 3D, is that it's very modular.
Yes, it is.
There is the engine, and other people can write their own plugins to do their own games instead of having the engine and the plugins integrated. So how does this influence the work on the engine itself? I understand that there are lots of different games.
Yeah.
There are developers doing their own stuff again for Crystal 3D.
But it's like the open source thing in general. It's like everyone does different stuff. Like every Linux people is doing different things with Linux. But sometimes you are doing the different thing that a different thing that another person, but you have an interest in common, so you need the same thing. Like everyone need to have a kernel to start Linux at first, so maybe not everyone, but a lot of people had to peer, look inside and see how it works and change things. So here is the same thing. We have a lot of games, like not a lot, but few games which are using the engine. So all these games are giving their contribution to the engine, because playing a sound or displaying a picture on the screen, it's the same thing. Like, whatever game it is, you always need to do this. So that's it.
And because it's modular, I understand that it can be used for a wide range of different gaming styles.
Yes, like we are doing...
What are people doing with it?
We are doing a racing game.
What are people in general doing? What kind of games are people
possible? Yes, there are people doing first-person shooters, adventure games, and I don't know, most some small simple games, real-time strategy games, and that's it. I don't know. Whatever you can imagine, you can do it.
And you are doing a racing game called XD. Tell me about that.
So it's somehow a futuristic racing game. Well, that's it. It started out with it started out with Crystal Core, which was a game for a demonstration game for Crystal Space. Then there were not too much visually appealing games to go with the engine, so we worked on Crystal Core. And then somehow a modification came out for levitation or whatever for the vehicles. So we used this mod, like, which was supposed to be just a function of this game. We used it, and from this, instead of doing a first-person shooter, now it's a racing game. That's the deal. So now we have it.
And for this game, you are doing the shapes.
Yes.
Which means...
the models and painting them. That's it.
And laying layers on them to make them visually attractive.
Yes, I try to.
How are you working on this?
I have no idea. Something like 1 year or 2 years. Something like this.
How are you working it? You told me you're working with Blender.
Yes.
So, how do you integrate the Blender then with the engine?
Blender, we use it to, how could I say, make the content, mm-hmm. like, I don't know how to say. It's like, right now we are doing radio, so Blender, we record the content, we make it, and then the engine display it.
And it's you absolutely play it simple to yes. integrate it. Mm.
So mm-hmm. you make the stuff, you arrange all the objects in Blender, and you paint them in Blender, and you can make all the modifications you want, and then you export it. It's you are now inside the game. You try in the game, like if it works, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I say thank you very much.
Ah, thanks.
And the website is for the engine crystalspace3d.org, and for the game xd.org.
Sourceforge.org.
Ah, SourceForge. xdsourceforge.org. And because xd is a bit complicated to write, we're going to put it on our website.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks.
You're gonna do a talk, or are you a visitor here?
I'm going to visit. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Have you been here for longer, or did you just arrive?
I arrived yesterday, coming from Turin. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Have you seen something yet?
No, I came, well, a few stand like Linux Gamers, and another one where they are making maps, like open source maps, mm-hmm. from GPS data, and then your stand, you both, and mm-hmm. that's it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, have a good day.
Radio Incorrect.org und Radio Tux live vom Linux-Tag. Das war im Interview Pascal von dem Spiel XD, und das benutzt die Spiele-Engine CrystalSpace3D.org.